We're at the Tremo campus at Penryn for the Environment and Sustainability Institute's Knowledge Exchange Strategy Launch. Now, we're hearing about how the research projects carried out by the ESI will feed knowledge not only into business and the community here in Cornwall, but around the world too. Now, Sean Fielding is Director of Research and Knowledge Transfer, and he's with me now.
My role is for the University of Exeter as a whole, where I'm responsible for all of the university's partnerships with business. The ESI is a really important part of that, and obviously a new starting part. And we're aiming to work with 450 businesses during the course of this project.
And when you say work with 450 businesses, that's an awful large amount of businesses. How are you going to work with so many?
The easy access approach is through students quite a lot of the time. Students that work on projects as part of their degrees, students that work on projects during their vacations, students that are spending time with businesses, doing placements. So that's really easy for businesses to engage with. And what we're aiming for here is to have this huge body of expertise and knowledge that can be transferred through students. So that's on one side, and that's easy in one sense. The other group is projects with our academics staff, aiming to look at big research questions, questions that are important for the businesses, that solving problems that they need but they couldn't get access to before the ESI was here.
So if a business has got an environmental project or something it wants to develop along the environmental lines, how does that business get involved with you?
If I just give an example, a local clothing business wondering whether actually they could start generating renewable energy on their site. Well, how do you go about that? You can employ an expensive consultant to come and help you, or you could come to the university, and people working on our renewable energy degree would be able to come and give an initial assessment as to whether we think it's possible. It wouldn't be a warranted assessment, you know, that you could take to a court of law, but it would be a really good start. And that is an easy approach. And what we have is a group of three people here in Cornwall, our ESI business engagement team. People can just call up and get someone to come out and see them straight away.
Okay, you're also talking about developing a USP for Cornwall. What do you mean by that?
Well, Cornwall has the potential to be one of the best places in the country for an environmental economy. It's got everything in the environment itself, the physical environment, but it has the potential to be a very strong environmental economy. We have renewable energy, we have biodiversity expertise, we've always had mining in Cornwall, and that's now all around the world. But we're beginning to find that expertise, particularly in renewable energy, is attracting investment from companies around the world. And we expect that investment to grow, and we hope that we gain a reputation in this area for being the best place in the world to do environmental work.
And if you want to find out more about the ESI and what it's up to, then you can find details on the University of Exeter's website at www.exeter.ac.uk/ESI.